It's time for the Talk of the Town on KTLO-FM. Brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mount and Ohm Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal Drive, Highway 62 East here in Mount and Ohm. A program highlighting upcoming events and interesting people and organizations in the Twin Lakes area. And now here's your host, Kim Saichi.
Welcome to Talk of the Town. Glad to have you with us on this Wednesday. In the studio is Elaine Essery. She's the Outreach and Development Coordinator at Hospice of the Ozarks in Mountain Home. Always good to see you, Elaine. Thanks for coming by today. Let's first talk about the new building. You moved into the new building at last.
We did. Well, thank you for having me.
No problem.
We moved into the new building about a week ago, and it's still a little bit under construction, doing certain little things, but it is fantastic. We feel like we're in someone else's home.
Yeah. it feels that way when you move into a new space that
right.
no one's ever used before, but you get to make it your own, and I know what you're talking about with those finishing touches.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, those can go on for a little bit, you know,
right.
whether it's this countertop needs to be moved or whatever it is. Those can go on for a bit. But you are planning on having an open house, aren't you?
Yes, we are. We are going to have an open house in October. Actually, for the public, it is going to be Friday, October 11th. And I will be doing some advertising for that and put something in the newspaper so people will know. But it's going to be from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. And we'll give tours and have some refreshments and hors d'oeuvres and things to that nature. So we are very excited to show the community because we're going to be better able to serve the community in this building. We have large meeting rooms now. We have our own warehouse. It just encompasses everything that we need to grow and serve the community better for Hospice of the Ozarks. So,
and let's go ahead and kind of hit on that a little bit for folks out there that are thinking, oh, Hospice of the Ozarks has moved. No. Not the actual where the patients are.
That is correct. So we actually built the new administrative and warehouse building on the grounds of the hospice house. So literally, when you walk out our front door, the hospice house is 60 feet away. And just so everyone knows, we're not adding on to the hospice house. It's going to stay the 12 beds. That's a separate building. This is just administrative and warehouse that we were blessed to build due to, you know, people 25 years ago, their trust and estates, they left us for the betterment of hospice, and our board of directors invested that money, and we were blessed to be able to do this at this time.
Well, that's part of hospice. I mean, I can imagine why people were so thankful because of the incredible end-of-life and palliative care that is given by Hospice of the Ozarks. And Hospice House also does not ask if you can pay.
That is absolutely correct.
They help you in your time of need, and this is usually people's most difficult time in life. No questions asked. You guys are there, and I can imagine why people have tried to pay that back or pay it forward.
Absolutely, for hospice care. The only time that we would ever ask if someone is able to meet the needs of payment is if they become a permanent resident of the hospice house, and we keep 3 or 4 beds available for that.
Mm-hmm.
But all the other beds are for respite care, for general inpatient care, and then a lot of people know 96% of our patients are in the comfort of wherever they call home.
That's
and then
very
they use
true.
The hospice house for respite and whatnot. So we're just blessed. We are one of the only hospice in Northwest Arkansas that has a hospice house.
That's right. Anywhere else you don't find this fabulous service that you guys provide.
That is correct. Right.
So also your pet peace calendars, how'd that go?
Oh, that went fabulous. So our Pet Peace of Mind program, I'll tell you a little bit about it. This allows us to take care of our patients' pets so they don't have to worry. Maybe they've been ill and they haven't been able to take them to the vet or get their hair cut or even take them for a walk and whatnot. So our staff and our volunteers, we will do whatever we need to do for our patients' pets. And I mean pets ranging from whatever type of pet you have. It could be, you know, a donkey, a cow, to a dog or a cat. We will try to take care of them for you or find people who will assist us. So all the money from our Pet Peace of Mind contest, the entries, the voting, and the sale of the calendar, 100% goes back into the program. Last year, we probably spent about $3,000 or so dollars on pet care. And so this takes the weight off the shoulders of our patients.
Yeah, what a burden that is. You're worried about what is going to happen to my pet after I'm gone.
Absolutely.
If you don't have anyone available to look after them, that is such a it's a gift. It's a gift.
It's one of the favorite programs that I work on. And we do our best to rehome their pets. We've actually had previous hospice patient families come and pay it forward and adopt some of the pets.
Oh, that's amazing.
Isn't that wonderful?
That is lovely.
Gosh,
absolutely
is.
Lovely.
Yeah.
What else did we want to hit on? Let's see. We hit on the Pet Peace of Mind calendars, the new building, and your open house. Celebration of life. And you guys chose an interesting date, but I know there's a good reason behind that.
Right. So we're going, every year we have our annual Celebration of Life luncheon. And this year, Charlotte Rep, our bereavement coordinator, she chose September 11th, just because, she felt like, and we did, that's when the country came together. We want to come together, to honor our hospice patients. We just felt it was a good day of unity and country and family. Just love in general. So that's why we chose that date. Normally we have, we always have a luncheon. It's going to be at the First United Methodist Church on September 11th from 11:30 to 1. And you can RSVP at Hospice of the Ozarks at 870-508-1771. We normally, in the past, have released balloons. Mm-hmm. But we have started a new tradition. We're going to release butterflies. Because a butterfly represents hospice. And so we are going to release monarch butterflies in honor of all the people that have passed away this year and have a ceremony for that. And we did a trial run, and it was so beautiful. We did it, and all these butterflies came out, and we're really excited to have everybody join us for this.
I'm very excited about that as well. The monarchs, this is their time of year. Mm-hmm. In September. They're starting their journey toward Mexico, where they hibernate.
Really?
The
I did
winter.
Not know that.
I know a lot about monarchs. I had a child back in elementary school that had a huge project, and I learned a lot about monarch butterflies, and we need more of them. They help our ecology so very much. So
wow.
Good for you guys for doing that. When is that? That's September 11th at what time at First United Methodist Church?
Yes, from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. And you do need to RSVP for that.
Okay. So folks need to call 508-1771 and make sure they know that you're coming so they have enough food for everyone.
Right.
I thank you so very much for stopping by to talk to us today, and come back and see us soon.
I will. It's always a pleasure, Kim. Thanks
thank
for having
you.
Me.
Thank you. That'll wrap it up for Talk of the Town. Be good to each other out there. I'll talk to you again soon.
You've been listening to the Talk of the Town, brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor on Cardinal and Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Learn how she can help you reach your financial goals. Stop by or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.